أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. There is one attitude that we'll find in the Quran and find in anything which has to do with our spiritual teaching in Islam that is to be avoided and is to be discussed in depth way, because it's a feeling, it's a way of thinking which is very negative, and it has to do with arrogance. Arrogance is this excess, while you can doubt yourself, arrogance is you never doubt yourself. You think that you get the truth, that you have the truth, and then you can teach the truth. And there are three things that are important: that you get it all, so you don't have to listen. So you don't need the other, it cannot come from them. And then at the same time, yes, whatever happens to you, it's as if you are beyond that. While in Islam, the first intellectual attitude is never to be arrogant, because we don't know. There is the starting point of everything is that I'm trying to know, but I know that I don't know. And I know, even if I am a sheikh and that I am giving a fatwa, a legal opinion, that Allah knows best. So meaning, Allahu A'lam. That's the essential teaching that we have, which has to do, as I said, with intellectual humility. And the figure that you have in the Quran, which is the opposite of this humility, and is expressing arrogance in the way he was talking to God and not acknowledging the fact that he was to be respectful, is Iblis. Iblis, the way it is portrayed in the Quran, is Aba wastakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. He denied the truth, the very essence of the truth, knowing that God was there. Wastakbara, he was arrogant, he was full of pride, and then wa kana min al-kafirin, he was one of those who rejected the truth. So this is what we have in the Quran. This is what we understand in the Quran. And we also have إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. God doesn't like the people who are full of arrogance, that they are not able to say Allahu A'lam, knowing that Allah knows best, or at the same time looking down to the people and then not respecting their dignity, thinking that I get it all. So as much as there is reason, and sometimes we are doubting ourselves, so the opposite of doubting ourselves is being arrogant, never doubting ourselves, and teaching and lecturing the world. That's not the spiritual path. That even, and we find this with people who are coming with religious knowledge, with Al-Quran, with Sunnah, and the prophetic traditions, and the prophetic example, and they are quite arrogant with the way they are looking at other human beings, with people coming from other religious traditions. And this is not what our religion is teaching us. This is where we have to go beyond this arrogance, to master our arrogance, to reconcile ourselves with I'm trying to know, and I know that I don't know. So no space here for arrogance. Is just to rely on God, to try to get the truth, and at the same time to try to rely on our fellow human beings, because any human beings, all the people around us, are helping us to be better human beings. No arrogance, and being full of humility and intellectual humility. That's the path, and this is the way forward. Remember to tell the people you love that you love them, and life is fragile. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.